The Hideous Creature Show.
Tonight at 11.
Doom! Coming to you from the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside Tutuatu, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internet. The date is Saturday, August 21st, 2010. My name is June.
My name's Jenny.
And this is the Hideous Creature Show, episode 57. Thank you for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internet. See you a little sniffly there, Missy?
Oh, it was perfect timing. Yes, I'm getting over a cold. I woke up yesterday with a cold. I still don't feel that good, but I'm going to try to kill it with beer.
I think that's a great plan.
Sometimes it works, you know? Sometimes it backfires, and you wake up the next day, and you're like, I am an idiot.
So you'd be hungover and
sick. You're right.
But you know what?
Sometimes it will just knock it out, and then you're like, fuck it, I'm not sick anymore.
Well, I think it falls under the same rules as if you were to take, like, a cold medicine.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of bullshit. You're putting crap into your body,
yeah,
trying to make yourself feel better, but you're just cutting all the other bullshit out of it, like the tranquilizers that are, yeah, in there, the cough suppressants and the antihistamines and all that shit.
Yeah.
So and you're just running right for the alcohol.
Yeah, I'll just go for the alcohol, which will make me smoke cigarettes, which will probably, you know, make me feel really good.
Well, I had a theory when I was young is that freak your body out, and it's going to cause it to try and fight the cold even more.
It's going to overcompensate for,
exactly,
whatever you're putting in it.
I remember when I was playing a lot and playing lots of music, and whenever I was sick, I would just, you know, we played in bars and places like that. So I just bring a thing of Theraflu and pour it into,
yeah,
a warm glass of water with
liquor,
whiskey in it.
Yeah, I remember
like
those.
A hot toddy.
I remember you telling me about that, and I was like, that is fucked up. That sounds like a bad idea. But it actually is. I mean, you're going to mix it with something anyway. You might as well mix it with whiskey.
This week I watched, I got some new movies and I watched them. I watched Wild Heart with Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
Because someone had told me that character would have been me if I had kept playing and kept going on the same route that I was on, you know, back in the day, like heavy drinking and stuff. It was great.
I actually watched that when my father was in town, you know, like going through all the on-demand movies, just like, what the hell is appropriate for me to watch with my dad? Like, what would he like? And I was like, oh, yeah, this will be perfect. No. When it was over, my dad was like, I didn't really understand why that movie was good. It was really depressing. Like, it wasn't, you know, lighthearted romp. And so
it was a drama.
Yeah. And I thought he would like it because it had country music in it, which my dad likes. And no, not so much.
Didn't like it?
His wife liked it. He was like, eh. It's kind of like when my dad rented No Country for Old Men because he likes Tommy Lee Jones.
All right, yeah.
And at the end, he was just like, oh, what the... That wasn't a Tommy Lee Jones movie. That was a horrible movie. Like, he
didn't like it.
No.
He did you like other Coen Brothers movies? Other Coen Brothers dramas?
I don't know. Probably, I would say probably not. My dad's more like Old Dogs or like a, you know.
Oh,
that
shit.
Kind of like the Santa,
right,
Claus. It's more like that.
Anything
realm.
Ending in Oggs?
Yeah, yeah.
Today on the show, we've got I've got a naked fat guy update.
Awesome.
Which I dropped the ball on. We've got movie madness. We've got the reveal on who the douchebags of the week were. And we've got a whole new batch of douchebags of the week. I hear a rumor around town says you went and saw Gaga last night.
I did. It was night before last. The day before I woke up with my stupid cold. I probably got it from all those freaky Gaga fans.
That's probably where you got
it.
They
had diseases.
All those kooky wookies.
Yeah, so I went and saw Lady Gaga at the Rose Garden. The freaks were out in Portland. It was awesome. Like, just walking into the Rose Garden, people dressed up.
So there was what percentage of people that went and saw it do you think were dressed up?
Oh, probably only like 25. But the 25 that did.
Were all balls
like,
to the wall?
Yeah. And there was like 20,000 people there. good show. I mean, I haven't been to a big arena show like that where it's, you know, she did like 20 costume changes, maybe not that many, but a lot. And, you know, while she was doing her costume changes, other shit was going on. There was lots of visual stuff on this big, like
Jumbotron.
Yeah. Well, it was like this big cloth, that came down around the stage so they could rearrange all the set and change
like
their costumes.
Impromptu curtain or something
yes,
like that?
Yes, it was a huge curtain.
Multimedia curtain.
That was white, so she they could flash images on there. And the images were great, like her with weird gas masks on and weird bondage gear on and stuff. But the fucked up thing was you couldn't drink beer inside the Rose Garden.
Ouch.
So they had all these beer, gardens set up, which is basically like a tiny room that like 8,000 alcoholic Portland fans were trying to cram into. And me, I went with Baby Lestrange and our friend Charlie, and we took one look at that and we're like, uh-uh. I don't even care. I don't even need an $8 beer that bad.
Was just packed in there shoulder to shoulder.
So we asked the like usher guy when we walked in, we're like, why can't we bring beer in? And he was like, well, because the majority of the fans here are under 18. And I'm thinking, okay, this isn't a fucking kids show. It's Lady Gaga. Like, she is half naked most of the time. She talks about how big her dick is and screams motherfucker, and you know, I mean, it wasn't something that I would take my children to. Also, I was like, wait a minute, I've come to enough Blazer games here that children are allowed to come to and I'm allowed to drink beer at a Blazer game.
Yeah, that's
so
a good point.
So why
actually.
The hell? I mean, there's tons of people bring their kids to Blazer games.
You know that
games.
The circus has got some loaded motherfuckers spending $8, $12 for a beer.
Me and BT and Chip and Karen drank beer and got loaded at the Harlem Globetrotters.
What?
And that is for children.
That is for children.
We actually pissed off some children and parents around us because we were very hyped up for the Globetrotters and were screaming and indecencies, and it was awesome.
Well, maybe they learned from past experiences of drunks coming in to watch children's shit.
It was just
shit.
So weird. I mean, we had a couple of drinks before we went, and then we were all fully prepared to pay $7 or $8 or whatever the fuck it is to get a beer at the Rose Garden. Nope.
For shitty beer too, right?
Yeah.
Aren't the microbrews like $12 or something ridiculous like that?
I never buy them, but yeah, even just like getting a Budweiser is $7.58 or whatever.
Fuck off.
So
that's horrible.
I didn't
that's
even
so
get
expensive.
Drunk. When the show was over, Megan and I were both like, let's just go home, and then I woke up with a cold. Was like, what? I didn't even get drunk. And I still have the snuffles.
Sniffles, the Gaga sniffles.
But it was an awesome show. If anybody went, I think it was worth my money. I hadn't gone to a big blowout show like that in a long time. And just the visual alone was awesome, I thought. I loved it.
Well, you're a Gaga fan. You were probably... Yes. I was thinking that I don't want to go to the show. I don't want to see it. But I would love to see you guys enjoying it.
Yeah.
I could watch that for an hour and a half on some sort of makeshift screen.
Yeah. It was fun. We had a fucking ball. And our seats were all right. I mean, we were in 300 level, but it was okay.
Excellent. How much were tickets?
Ugh.
You don't have to say. Was it just a gob?
A gob.
How many shekels was it?
It was $89.
Holy fucking
and
shit.
With all of the Ticketmaster charges, I ended up giving Megan $100. And God bless Baby Lestrange, because she got the tickets. She called me and I said, I can't fucking afford that. And she said, I'll put it on my credit card. You can pay me back in payments.
She's good
about
that.
And I was like, you got it, baby.
When we went and saw Van Halen, she got
exactly.
Him on her
she did
card
that,
and I paid her back.
We were actually in the same zone as when we went to Van Halen. When June and Baby Lestrange and I went to Van Halen, we were in the very last row of the Rose Garden.
Literally the last row,
like up against the fucking wall.
Like we could lean against the wall, which is advantageous because
we
were so drunk.
We were so drunk, we needed something to lean on, and it was actually better because it was row R, so we said it was row R for rock, and it was awesome because all those fat motherfuckers sat down and we were screaming. We're like, don't you understand that you are seeing Van Halen?
And they were
stand
pissed off that we were
up.
Rocking out.
Like, why are you kidding me? Like, Diamond Dave is in the house right now and you are not standing up. So it actually worked out for us that we were able to stand up, lean against our drunk asses against the wall.
I was really drunk.
If we would have been in front of anybody, we would have pissed them off because we were rocking hard.
We should have been backstage.
We should have been backstage.
We would have got kicked out. But Patrick's not going to be here this week. He is back in prison doing sound on a documentary for prisoners doing Shakespeare. So he gave us...
Which ended up being not as exciting as June and I imagined in our minds.
I was so hoping that he's going to be walking around General Pop with like...
Yeah, he'd have to get like...
That's what the kids call it, General Pop.
General Pop. Yeah, then there'd be like toothbrush shanks being pulled out of prisoners... And wardrobes.
He said that he's not having a lot of fun doing it.
He said it was just like a high school cafeteria, and there happened to be some prisoners in there. Like, it wasn't as exciting. I imagine it being like Oz.
That's exactly what I thought too. And I thought, I thought more of Escape from Alcatraz.
Yeah.
You know, with all the guys in the pea coats walking around with the sailor, you know, those beanie sailor hats on.
Yeah, and when Patrick came back, June and I were like, what happened? And he's like, nothing happened.
Nothing.
That's
at all.
The problem.
The intro to the show was from Futurama, the brand new ones, which are fucking fantastic. I urge anybody that's a fan to check it out. It's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. But Patrick did give us a movie, Madness, which I think
we should jump into. He's always good like
that.
Even if he can't be here, he helps us out, which is awesome.
And to preface this for a new listener, Movie Madness is a game that we play here on the Hideous Creature Show where Patrick takes a movie, gets movie clips from it, and we play them throughout the show and try to guess what the movie is. And you, as a listener, can also play along. I don't know what it is, and this is one of the tracks. They're just MP3 files, so here we go.
Here we are, your very own number on your very own door.
Well, that sounds really like Broadway-esque.
It does. Is it The Birdcage?
I'm Gene Kelly.
So I was thinking that we should just rip right into the topic of the week.
Can we get our Naked Fat Guy update?
Oh, shit. Okay.
Do you want to
Really fast? No, we'll do it. We'll do it.
Okay.
What happened this week is that I was... last week we had talked about... me actually confronting the Naked Fat Guy and trying to get his name by saying, "Hey, Gene. Hey, Gene." And then him correcting me.
And being like, "No, it's Rodrigo."
And then what happened is I forgot what we call him.
Did you yell, "Hey, Naked Fat Guy"?
No, and what's fucked up is that I had to walk. He wasn't naked. He was actually coming into work. And we have security doors, so you have to put a badge up to it.
I'm surprised you even recognize him when he has clothes on.
And so there was a safety tape over the door, and I asked the guy that was doing the construction, "Hey, can I use the door?" And he's like, "Yeah, it's fine." So I go in, and Naked Fat Guy follows me in, and he thinks that we have to put the tape back up. So he's like, "Here, give me half of the tape." And I'm like, "All right, you want half of the tape?" I was ready to like cut it in half.
You're like
for a
souvenir.
Yeah, because it was really, really huge. It was kind of this huge, kind of maybe 12-inch tall tape that said "caution" on it, and it was yellow and black. And it was, I'd never seen it before. I thought maybe he was into some weird shit. Well, of course he's into weird shit.
Of course he is.
But just real quick, Naked Fat Guy, for anybody that doesn't know, he's a guy that works where I work, and he showers in the. In the restroom area, and when he gets dressed, it takes him like a fucking hour.
He spends a way too long
naked,
of a time naked,
fat, sitting on his bench, getting dressed really slowly. And we've been trying to figure out what his name is, and we dubbed him Gene.
Yeah.
And while we are putting the tape, you know, negotiating what's going to happen with the tape, I'm thinking, I got it. Okay, here I go. I'm going to go
like,
into
thanks
it.
Thanks a lot, Gene.
And I go, gah. I couldn't remember what we called him, so I ditched it. And as I'm walking away, I'm going, this would be a fun game for the show, is that I'll Facebook what you think his name is, and we'll, like, have a winner. Like, we'll guess, too.
Oh, and
see,
you'll find out what his real name is
eventually.
I'll
find out what his real name is, and then I'll reveal
if
it and see
Gene,
if anybody got it.
I will
it.
Die.
Yeah.
Seriously, if it's the first stupid name we picked out of our asses.
Because we give people names that we don't know all the time.
Yeah, like Chris and Becky.
Right. Crack Chris.
Crack Chris and his girlfriend Becky, which actually was her name because you heard him on the phone.
I think.
Well, who knows?
I don't remember.
Who knows?
But so That's what I want to do. That I want to have a everybody can guess who you, what you think his name is. You can email us at hideouscreatureshow@gmail.com, but I'm going to post it on the Facebook.
Facebook's probably the best way, because then everybody can post, and then everybody can see what everyone else thinks as well.
Also, if you want to call in at 503-928-7751 and just leave a message of what you think his name
might be. What if he called and he was like, I'm pretty sure you've been talking about me on the show.
I'm Becky. We're talking about my man.
My name is Becky. I like to be naked, so what?
Anyway, so I'll post that, and we'll kind of we'll play with that for a couple weeks.
I can't
wait
to see how you were going to find out.
Oh, it's gonna and then we'll reveal it. I think it'll be funny.
Hey, Gene, you dropped your panties.
What's up, dog? My name's not Dog, it's Gene. All right, let's do one more movie madness, and then we're going to jump into our topic of the week for episode 57.
That is your receipt for your husband, and this is my receipt for your receipt.
I think
it
I might.
British.
Yeah, I think I might. It sounds maybe little Monty Python's.
Oh, shit. It's just we have to figure out what movie it is then.
Maybe not all British people sound like Monty Python to me.
Maybe they do. Topic of the week for episode 57 of the Hideous Creature Show.
So, for this week, June did some awesome research, and we thought about what is the weirdest thing that emergency rooms, probably mostly emergency rooms, have had to remove from people's anal cavities.
I think the correct term is foreign objects.
What is the weirdest foreign objects ever pulled out of anal cavities?
Because we've all heard the story of a friend of a friend of a friend having to go into the hospital because they had something stuck
like
up their
an
ass.
An army man.
And I have some friends that are nurses, and it's always the big joke that the, you know, well, how'd this get in here? And it's, well, I was making dinner naked and I slipped and fell on my zucchini and now it's stuck in my asshole.
I think SNL actually had an ongoing, it was called Appalachian Emergency Room. And every week, Chris Parnell would come in and he would have something else stuck up his ass. And every week it was, well, see what happened was, it was exactly that. I was making dinner and I slipped and I went ass end up on my flashlight. Like every week it was the same fucking what's up your ass.
And it's kind of what was going to be our topic of the week, but we had to switch it because I want to be here for Patrick, which is the topic of the week that we were going to do was urban legends. Or superstitions.
So we'll hold off on that.
Right.
So you can still post on our Facebook if you think of any that are your personal favorites for urban legends.
And there were some good ones on there.
We'll revisit that.
What happened is that these are two separate, collaborative
listing
of a bunch of doctors that through their careers have had to extract things from people's asses. And we got two different lists of things, and I was thinking that you could start off with yours, and then we could, and I'll go on to mine.
The good thing about the one that you printed out for me is there's actually a number next to the thing, which I'm assuming means how many.
Right.
So,
and these are multiple doctors through a. It wasn't one night during Buttfuck Fest 2010. This is like a whole many, many years of people going into the emergency room having things extracted from their bunghole.
So what I thought was interesting about my list, first of all, is the one thing that has the most is a bottle or a jar at 32.
32 people?
Yeah. 32 instances, which remind me of the show that we had where we watched that horrible video of the guy sticking the glass jar up his butt.
Right.
And
one
then it
jar,
broke.
One guy, one jar.
Yeah. Ugh. And the jar broke and he pulled bloody...
Foul.
jarred fragments out of his butt. It was horrible.
I've also posted some of the x-rays on our website.
Oh, nice.
So go into pics, and I made a whole new subject list
on there.
I've
seen some of those before, and they look fucking fake. They look fabricated because it's like a person, you know, sideways splice of a person with a wrench up their butt. I mean, it looks like it's not real. Like, how is that possible?
Well, I think if we learned anything, it's that
anything's possible.
People are fucked up and anything's possible.
Anything's possible if you're determined.
It'd be fun in a past life pavilion to go back and see the first caveman that shoves something up his ass for pleasure.
And what was it?
Or curiosity. Because, I mean, the math on the ass is that everything comes out. It doesn't go in.
But I mean, a guy is, I mean, it's pretty close to the area that...
Well, accidentally, like,
right, it's pretty close to a vajay, so...
Especially, what I call that, what I call that is butt-fucking drunk. When
right.
You're so drunk, you're like, get in there. Woo, we got a lot of ground to cover here before I pass out or go limp.
What's that? Whoopsie.
I like the reaction. Isn't that called the dolphin? All right, so why don't you read through the list and then give the numbers and then I'll read through my list.
Okay, so the first part of my list is kind of broken down into categories, first being glass or ceramic. Bottle or jar, 32. Bottle with attached rope, 1. That guy's smart. Put a rope on that bottle. It's like a tampon. You can pull it back out when you're finished with the bottle. The guy on the video, not so smart. That shit broke, and how was he able to retrieve it? Not so good.
Well, also, you're going to have to be tugging to get that thing out, too. Because isn't it empty?
I'm
right?
assuming.
Which would cause it to vacuum?
I'm assuming. Yeah, I mean, you're right.
It's well thought through, there's no math done.
I didn't think about that you're right. It's going
to
vacuum right up in there.
You had a chalkboard with it drawn out.
Glass or cup, 12. Light bulb, 7. And I've actually heard stories kind of like you were talking about, like a friend of a friend. How the hell, a light bulb is, I mean, I've broken a light bulb just trying to screw it in.
Right, it's
like,
a very
it's so fragile
glass. But it's got to go in there.
Yeah, it's got to get up in there.
I showed the light bulb up there to see if I could get that bottle out, thinking that the light bulb would illuminate it.
The hamster needed some light, so I shoved a light bulb up there.
Old bitey.
Yeah. And then the last one being a tube, which I'm assuming is like a test tube.
No, vacuum tube.
6. Well, it says glass or ceramic, which is why I'm thinking it's a test tube.
Okay.
The next category is probably the most common, being food. Like, I think, I mean, a zucchini, hello, it's just asking for it, right?
How many do you have to eat before you come to the assumption?
Wait a minute. I'm putting this in the wrong hole.
This is pretty phallic.
Yeah. Apple, 1. Banana, 2, which I don't believe. There's way more than two.
Banana kind of squish it going in, right?
You'd have to leave the peel on, I think.
See, that's that.
Carrot, 4. Ugh. Cucumber, 3. Onion, 2. Parsnip.
Onion?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. These, you know what? If there's anything to say about this, it's that they're determined to get it in their ass.
They're like, what do I have? God, I'm all out of groceries. Onion? Better. Guess it'll
do.
Do
you think that they thought about it when they're shopping?
They're like, oh, this one.
Putting
this
shit
one
in their basket?
Good.
Ooh.
Yeah. This one for dinner. This one for my butt. A parsnip, which I don't even really know what a parsnip is. I think it's like a turnip. My favorite is plantain with condom. That guy did not want to get pregnant with plantain babies.
It's funny that we assume that they're all guys.
Yeah, that's true.
But I bet 90% of them are men.
I bet too.
Because men are gross.
Potato, salami. That's my personal favorite because when I looked... I'm so dumb that when I saw salami, I thought of like deli sliced. Instead of like a hard like Kodo salami or whatever, like he's a salami.
And he's packing it in with the end of a pool cue.
I just thought of just like loose salami.
Watching The Sopranos. Boom, 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 boom.
Like, oh, this gabagool.
Come on, Jeff. Get in there, Jeffy.
Zucchini was the last one. The next category is wooden. Axe handle, 1. Stick or broom handle, 10. I like stick. It's like, you know, they're like, go find a switch. Go pick your own switch to beat yourself with. They're out in the yard. Like, it's like you'd pick one to roast your hot dog on.
Well, I wish it was more specific. Is it a piece of driftwood or is it like a switch?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you start with certain things? Do you graduate into certain vegetables, sticks, and light bulbs and shit?
I don't know. There's also another category called miscellaneous or unspecified. 3. So maybe that's driftwood.
Those are Star Wars figures.
I know. I was actually surprised that
E-Mandals.
That's not on here. And then the obvious sexual device, vibrator and dildo, 23 and 15. I mean, that's the obvious ones.
That's an honest mistake.
Right. Like, that's what those are supposed to be used for. That's what those are made for.
Rick? Yes? We got a problem.
Yeah.
Man down. Man down. Man down.
Kitchen devices. The first one is dull knife. Like, it's not even a sharp one. Dull knife.
Well, he'd be an idiot to shove a sharp knife in there.
Dull knife, ice pick, knife sharpener, mortar and pestle, spatula, plastic, spoon, and a tin cup. You know that was a hobo. This tin cup. Those little blue ones with the speckles on it.
Smells like Old Crow.
Let's see. Miscellaneous tools. That's this category. Candle. Curling iron. I wonder if it was plugged in. Flashlight. Pen. Screwdriver. Toothbrush. Wire spring. Balloon attached to cylinder. Condom. Only one condom.
Well, that was put there with a dick on it.
Right, and then it got stuck.
Lost that shit.
Got lost.
A little spelunker.
Baseball. Tennis ball. Baby powder can. Shampoo bottle. Snuff box. Is that like snuff meaning like the chaw?
No, snuff is different than chaw.
Snuff is you snort.
You snort it, yeah.
Bottle cap. Cattle horn. What the fuck is cattle horn?
I don't even know what a cattle horn is.
I know what a shoehorn is.
Cattle horn?
Is that like... you blow it?
I just see a cowboy theme during the whole fuck sesh.
Cattle horn. You're like, da-da-da-da, time for dinner, cattle. gold chain. This is my personal favorite. Frozen pig's tail.
What?
And then underneath it says kangaroo tumor, and I don't even know what that means.
Kangaroo tumor?
Yeah. How do you get a hold of a kangaroo tumor?
Would that be classified under food? Like that's a part of the kangaroo that you'd eat?
It's but a specialty.
No, you decided to shove it in your ass?
And it says kangaroo tumor, and it's in quotes. I don't understand kangaroo
tumor.
Maybe
it's some sort of a sex device that we're not privy to.
I have no idea. Nothing else is in quotations. I don't understand. And it's right under frozen
kangaroo
pig's tail, which makes me wonder
well,
what the hell.
Well, of course that frozen fucking tail is going to thaw during the process.
That's when it gets good. I don't know. I like, and it's also, it goes... Frozen pigtail, kangaroo tumor, and then hair mousse cap. Like, those aren't even in the same... Oh, I guess the category is miscellaneous. Plastic rod, stone, toothbrush holder, toothbrush package, whip handle. That I can understand.
Whip handle.
This category says collections, one case of each. I don't know what that means. 2 glass tubes, 72.5 jeweler's saw... Oil can with potato stopper. Piece of wood. Peanut. Umbrella handle.
A peanut.
I know.
that's.
Wouldn't you just wait till that came out?
I mean, that's starting small.
Yeah, that's starting. That's like baby time. Phosphorus match ends.
Oh, so that's the striking end.
This says toolbox. That's big.
I don't know, maybe it's like thieves' tools or something.
2 bars of soap, beer glass and preserving pot.
Jesus Christ.
Lemon and cold cream jar. 2 apples. Spectacles. Suitcase key. Because you know you want to keep that in a safe place. You do not want to lose your suitcase key.
I wonder how many of these are like dudes that passed out at parties and their buddies just
they're like, dude, stick it up there.
Get those suitcase keys.
Do it.
It's the only way he's going to be able to get into his stuff while he's here.
Put it up his butt. Tobacco pouch and magazine.
A magazine?
I don't understand what that means.
I guess you'd roll it up like you would to SWAT. Like a critter.
And then at the very bottom it says total of 14 collections with approximately 500 objects. I don't know what that means.
That means what? It's that collection that you just read is a bunch of doctors during their practice.
With approximately 500 objects. Right. So they're not all listed. So there's others.
So let's do Movie Madness and then I'll read some of mine.
It's all right. I don't like you either.
What?
It's all right. I don't like you either.
I think that's what it said. Let's do one more.
Okay, that was a short one.
Here I am, J.H., a ghost in the machine.
That's a cartoon.
Yeah, the ghost in the machine is a cartoon.
Interesting. Okay, so mine also is a group of doctors that has spent some time documenting what they've extracted from people's asses. And the first one is a Mrs. Buttersworth syrup bottle, an axe handle, a 9-inch zucchini, countless dildos, vibrators, including one 14-inch model complete with 2 D-cell batteries.
Wow.
A plastic spatula, a 9.5-inch water bottle, a Coke bottle, a large bottle, numerous other bottles... A 3.5-inch Japanese glass float ball. What the fuck is
a
that?
A float ball?
I don't know what that is. Is that like maybe a Christmas ball or something?
I don't know.
An 11-inch carrot, an antenna rod, a 150-watt light bulb. There's those light bulbs again.
Yeah.
A 100-watt frost bulb. I guess it's got that frost on it to make it a dimmer light.
Yeah.
A cucumber, a screwdriver, 4 rubber balls, 72 and a half jeweler's saws, all from one patient, but all from separate times, although 29 were discovered on one occasion.
Jesus Christ.
He's the worst thief ever. A paperweight, an apple, an onion, a plastic toothbrush package, 2 bananas, a frosted pigtail. There's that pigtail again.
Yeah.
It got stuck when it thawed. Okay, so that, right.
Wow.
A 10-inch length broomstick, an 18-inch umbrella handle, a central rod, a platinum-encased condom, whatever that is, 2 Vaseline jars, a whiskey bottle with a cord attached. I think maybe that's the same one.
Yeah.
Or maybe, you know, it's a good idea. Maybe somebody heard about it and ran with it.
Yeah. You got to keep that cord on.
A teacup, an oil can, a 6x5-inch toolbox weighing 22 ounces. So
that's
got
to be the same thing. How much was it? 6x5?
Yeah. That's
what the fuck, dude?
22 ounces. That's over a pound. That's huge. That's a pound and a half. A 6-inch stone. What? What's a 6-inch stone? A baby powder can, a ballpoint pen, a peanut butter jar, candles, baseballs, sand-filled bicycle inner tube.
Now that's innovation.
There's a process for you.
Yeah. Oh, you're getting ready for that.
That's alchemy. Sewing needles, a flashlight.
Sewing needles?
Yeah.
Ew.
A half-filled tobacco pouch, a turnip, a pair of eyeglasses, a hard-boiled egg, a grindstone with handle, a suitcase key, syringe, tumblers, and glasses. What the fuck? That's a fucking evening right there. That's a lot of work. Polyurethane waste trap from a U-bend for a sink. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
That's the... That's plumbing.
Yeah, that is plumbing.
And much, much more.
Much, much more. Seriously, what are these people... Okay,
you are motivated as
my
fuck.
I misplaced my toolbox.
I think I know where it is.
What the hell?
That's a lot of stuff
to
put up your butthole. Your bung. Your bunghole.
And then
your
no, there's like what do you call it? The Hippocratic Oath. So you know, doctors aren't supposed to talk about. But
right.
Seriously,
you have.
How
to.
Could you not go home to your wife or your husband and be like, dude?
Well, I was.
Guess what I did today at work.
Yeah,
I mean, we all gossip about our work scenarios and what fucked up shit happened. Whether you work in an office or extracting toolboxes from butts,
and none of them are as fantastic as all this stuff or one of these things because it's in somebody's ass. It didn't. You weren't born with that.
No.
You put that there.
You put that there.
That's just
on
bad thinking.
The toolboxes and also the sand-filled bike tire, that those kill me.
Well, evidently they it's global.
Yeah.
Because you got to get that. I wonder if there's some sort of phallic-shaped toolbox type of deal that they had found and they're like, Maybe it's might be the same person or maybe it's separate people.
I'm sure it's probably. I think there was some overlap on the list. I bet the toolbox is like one guy, but maybe not.
Well, one that was not there that I was particularly looking for was the gerbil.
Right.
Rodent or a critter. And
well, that was even one of the things that I had thought of when we were talking about like urban legends and superstitions was the Richard Gere gerbil butt thing.
Right.
Like if that.
Or
that,
dog semen.
That went rampant. Dog semen.
Gotta have that dog semen in there. Gives me superpowers.
That went rampant.
I get the dog
all over like the gossip blogs and everything. That it's like, how could it not be true? Why would somebody just invent a rumor that Richard Gere had a hamster up his butt?
I don't know.
How is that not true?
But I went on and I looked for some more gerbil stuff, and I couldn't find any documented cases of them extracting any kind of critter out of anybody's ass. But that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Right. There was that whole South Park about lemmiwinks.
Right. The
lemmiwinks
endothermic energy that sucks it into your butthole. So I don't know if that's an urban myth. I've lived with gay couples before, gay men, and they've never said anything about it. So maybe that is an urban myth.
I don't know. I've never known anybody that was.
If anybody does, any listeners, let us know.
Yeah, let us know about your gerbil
to
fantasies.
To date, we don't know if that's true or not. Here's another movie madness.
I came into this game for the action, the excitement. Go anywhere, travel light, wherever there's trouble, a man alone.
That actually sounds familiar.
I'm still stumped at this point.
Mm.
Can I have one more?
Yeah. There's only seven more, so here's another one.
Computers are my forte.
What the hell?
It sounds Monty Python-y.
It does.
So anyway, to close out the topic of the week, foreign shit in your ass, yay, nay?
Well, I say nay, but that's just what kind of gal I am.
Maybe, I mean, who knows? There's shit that I said I wouldn't do when I was younger that, you know, I've done as an older man, but...
Trannies
in my ass. Parking maids.
I will never do a tranny. Well, maybe.
Coins. So anyway, we are going to jump into a fake break, and you can reach us at 503-928-7751. If you have anything that you've heard, or that you could confirm via X-ray, preferably...
I wish.
That's up somebody's ass.
I
did post some pictures on our website. Just go to hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com and go to pics. And I have a whole section of things found in people's asses, and there's x-rays. And the fucking worst one I saw, guess. Just randomly guess. Something that was up somebody's ass.
Feather duster.
A fucking revolver. A pistol.
Well, I'm surprised that wasn't on... Well, I guess... Because probably it usually doesn't get stuck. Because maybe somebody's on the other handle end of it.
Do you think they were trying to conceal it or something? Maybe they were running from the cops?
I bet. You know what's also missing from this list is drugs. I mean, I bet people get like condoms full of heroin and shit stuck up their butt all the time and have to have it actually removed.
I'm going to hide it in my people sack.
This is my other carry-on.
We're going to jump into a fake break, and you can enjoy this little audio tidbit that we have set for you. We'll be right back.
The Hideous Creature Show.
I'm Klondike Pete, I tend the bar for men both brave and bold. It warms my heart to serve them all the ale with brewer's gold.
Enjoy that golden flavor, true ale flavor.
Brewmasters know this brewer's gold, the best cup from the vine. They brew it into Ballantine for flavor genuine.
It's got that golden flavor, true ale flavor. Oh, that Ballantine. Ale with brewer's gold.
Remember, friend, ale is the trend. Enjoy the genuine. For ale that's really light and gold just makes a three ring sign.
Enjoy that golden flavor, true ale flavor.
It's the genuine
ale with brewer's gold.
The rules of the game are laid down. We all have to play by them.
Look at you, Sam. Whatever happened to you?
An empty desk is an efficient desk.
Let a friend tell you.
We've returned from fake break. Thank you for sticking around. So I can't get over the bicycle tube filled with
with sand,
with rocks and sand or whatever the fuck that was, and shoving it in your ass.
I know that's really a lot of preparation to go through. And why would that be something that would be enticing?
I don't know. Maybe it's your 60th anniversary and you're trying to spice things up a little bit.
Spice it up in the bedrooms.
Hey Beth, I got something for you.
Etzel. What is it?
Mildred.
Etzel.
I got a surprise for you. So anyway, I was thinking we could jump right into our who won last week's douchebag of the week.
So you changed up the poll.
I did.
So that you can't. So the listeners, when they vote, they can't see who is winning, which I liked. Of course, I went and voted, and then I was like, I can't see it. But I think that it's good. I think it will be a little bit better of a suspense to...
I agree.
Not instantly see who's ahead, because sometimes people are ahead by a landslide.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
No one votes for anybody but one particular
douche. And I've wanted to do that for a while now, but I couldn't find the right site to get all the...
Yeah.
To get it correct and get it done right, but... I think I want to stick with this because
I think it's good. I liked it
because nobody knows, you know, who's going to win, and the reveal's a little bit bigger.
A little bit
perhaps.
Bigger,
perhaps. Why don't we jump really quick before we do this into a movie madness?
I agree.
From your finest fantasy.
It said don't
Life
play that
one. I've gone back to metric without telling her.
Sorry. My bad. That one said don't play.
So, really?
Yeah, here's another one. I think that's the trailer for the movie.
Oh.
So here's another one real quick.
Bloody typical. I've gone back to metric without telling her.
What the hell? Why am I so dumb at this game? I used to be okay at it.
Well, it's harder. I mean, now that Patrick's doing it, he's choosing a little harder ones, a little better movies.
No, it's no Weekend at Bernie's anymore,
no,
indeed,
people. Indeed, it's not. So for episode, 56, the categories we had, or in last place, was that flight attendant. He got 5%
He's a hero.
Of the votes. I think he's a hero.
He's
too.
A hero. He's in all over the news too.
Yeah.
Everywhere, that guy.
And then in second place or third place, if I can get the fucking numbers right, was Kim Jong-il with the ginseng,
okay.
Trying to pay off the debt to ginseng. And in second place was the man that pissed in the park and called all the kids robots.
Yeah. Well, I think I know what's in first
That's
place.
That's right. The one that I hoped would win as
I
well.
I did, too.
The asshole that provoked the guy from jumping off the plane.
Yeah.
That didn't apologize after his luggage hit homie in the head.
Yeah.
Fuck that
and
dude.
And that apparently is like what all of America is thinking, too. Every news story that I have seen of this guy, people live for him.
Yeah, I've...
They're like, kudos to you. Fuck it. You did the right thing. Fuck that guy. And
right. I've seen...
I think it's pretty funny.
I've read articles that the guy got called out for impersonating that guy at a bar and for free drinks. Because
really?
He kind of looked like him.
That's,
hello.
That's pretty funny.
Can't wait till some dude looks like a Neanderthal in the fucking news and then I can get some free drinks. So this is a douchebag of the week for episode 57.
Say hi to your mom for me.
I'm gonna fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
All right.
So we only have two this week.
Yeah.
Because Patrick's gone and we're kind of crushed on time.
Yeah, we're going to keep it short.
I got to go to a wedding.
Yeah, June has to go to a wedding. Not his own, but another person's wedding. What I got is a mom has been arrested after taking her 5-year-old daughter on a bank robbery.
Hey.
I like to take my daughter everywhere.
Yeah, I like to take her to work.
It was bring your daughter to work day, I think.
You go again.
Diana Allen, 34, held up a branch of Sparkasse Bank in the eastern city of Chemnitz, Germany, yesterday, armed with a bread knife. In her other hand, she clutched her little girl. She demanded several thousand euros from a female cashier who managed to trigger a silent alarm linked to two police stations just 500 yards away. Armed cops surrounded the bank in the city within 5 minutes. Police spokesperson said the police stormed the bank and the woman gave herself up immediately. She later said she resorted to the bank robbery because she was in dire financial straits. Her daughter was sent home to her father. The woman appeared before a judge and was bailed. Incredibly, she then set off to try to rob another bank. Armed with another knife, she tried the same procedure.
Okay.
And was arrested again. This time she did not get bail.
And she
was denied bail.
She didn't have her baby that second time.
No, it was with the dad then.
Well, again, that is good persistence on her part.
Well,
I need that
try
money.
Try again.
So who's the douchebag on this one if she needs money for that baby? Or cocaine. Or whatever else she's addicted to.
Cocaine for her baby.
That baby is addicted to cocaine, and it is a little
It's a little douchebag. That baby is demanding.
Its
like, mommy, just go rob a bank.
Kids,
I need my coke.
Other kids like Fruity Pebbles and Trix, not little baby Betsy. I was trying to think of okay. I just went right to Gene again.
Well,
I'm trying to hardwire it into my head.
Gene. She's the douchebag.
I agree.
Okay, if she's in dire financial straits and she just went to rob a bank, that's one thing. Take your bread knife, go rob 100 banks. Leave your kid at home. It obviously had a father.
Do you think that
to the father.
She was using the kid as like a sympathy kind of tactic?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Aww.
It smells like shampoo in here all of a sudden. Doesn't it? I think somebody's showering.
Somebody's putting something in their butt.
Somebody's putting a shampoo bottle in their butt.
So I agree. It's
the lady.
It's the lady. She is a...
Leave your kid at home. Go rob your banks. Let her stay at home and watch Barney the Purple Dinosaur.
Do you think that she had a list of banks that she was going to hit, like go on a bank spree?
Maybe.
Was detained for a little bit by being incarcerated?
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, she immediately went out and had her heart set on another bank.
And how fast do you think she was processed and released?
According to this article, which could be anything, it seems really fast.
It's
like
the same day, right?
Yeah. She appeared before a judge in the afternoon and was bailed, and then, incredibly, she then set off to rob another bank. So I think it was the same day. She had to get out. Early bird catches the worm is what they always say. So
she's waiting out there at 7:30. Oh,
she's like, God, I know.
30 minutes till 8.
If I get detained, I'm going to have to get this other bank. Gotta get it.
I agree. She is our first douchebag of the week. Okay, so I have one as well. A man who covered his sleeping roommate's flatmate's face with nail varnish was jailed.
Okay.
So this is somewhere in Britain.
Thing yet.
His victim said that she, quote, freaked out and was unable to open her eyes the morning after Ian M., 32, had covered her face, hair with nail varnish, Vicks Vapor Rub, and KY Jelly.
What the fuck?
He told police that it was just a joke and there was no malice. intended.
It's like when your buddy passes out and you've read a dick on his face.
Right. But, I mean, this could go back into this guy's last meal.
Holy shit.
Of Prank Gone Wrong. Like those trunk.
Right.
I posted a picture, too, on Facebook.
I saw the sausages.
Of the trunk sausages.
But seriously, though, nail, like, if she couldn't even open her eyes, like, she could actually be poisoned. Nail varnish is toxic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For sure. I mean, it's not like you're, like, Vicks Vapo and KY, okay. Haha, prank it up, Ian M. But nail varnish is like a toxic situation.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The court heard that Mahoney and victim, Nicole.
Mahoney, like on Police Academy?
Yeah, were guests at a home of a mutual friend in England when he pulled his shit. On March 23rd.
Hey, this is my friend Ian. He's really fun. He's a prankster. Can he stay over?
The two had been sharing drinks before Miss Peril took two sleeping pills and then retired to bed. Prosecutors told the court that she woke up at 6 when she was unable to open her eyes and went into a panic.
How scary would that be? Seriously.
Yeah,
you took a couple sleeping pills, you go to bed, and you wake up and you cannot open your own eyes.
Mahoney!
Where's Tackleberry in this situation, really?
Right?
Where the fuck is Tackleberry? Where's Hooks?
She touched her face, her hair, and felt grease and other things. She managed to get to the bathroom, wash off her face, and she could not open her eyes. Then she phoned a friend to call her for assistance.
Scary.
So where's Mahoney? He bailed.
Yeah, he bailed.
He got a cab home. Mahoney was identified as the only other person in the house that could have committed the assault. Mahoney of London has been given a 10-month sentence for this fucking prank. 10 months.
Wow.
For pulling a prank. That's pretty fucking hardy, though.
That's hardy. It is. In a way, I'm kind of glad that he got that. That's amazing, though. I'm amazed that he got that much time. That wouldn't happen here.
No. Well, there was no malice intended. She should learn to take a joke.
Seriously. Hello, Steve Gutenberg is handsome. Let him glue your eyes shut.
The Goot?
Duh. The Goot's cool.
The Goot's a prankster.
I would let the Goot do a lot of things to me. Let's just be honest.
You like the Goot.
I like the Goot.
You let him put one of those kangaroo zygotes in your ass?
A kangaroo tumor? Yes. Yes.
So who is the douchebag in this one?
The Goot.
I think that she's kind of a douchebag.
Nuh-uh.
Seriously.
He's just like a friend of a friend that comes over and glues your eyes shut? Uh-uh.
No, they're mutual friends. I mean, it's a joke.
Uh-uh.
She should say something not to have him have a sentence, maybe.
I mean, I think 10 months is a lot, but
in jail for a prank that you didn't intend to do any bad.
Draw a dick with a Sharpie on her face. Put some Vicks VapoRub, but varnish where her eyes are.
Maybe you haven't heard of this show called Jackass. We've elevated our pranks, Jenny Kaler.
God,
we bumped it up.
Maybe I'm getting old.
I'm kind of sticking with it. I think she's the douche.
No way.
I think
Mahoney is the douche.
Then we're going to have to partition this one off into two.
Well, also, okay. It also goes back to all the pranks that Mahoney used to play on the captain. He put all that shoe polish on his blowhorn, so he had a black mark on
his
face.
And the
oral sex under the podium. There was all kinds of crazy hijinks that Mahoney did.
And the binoculars with the shit on it, so he looked like he had black eyes. I know. That
Mahoney
shit's funny.
Mahoney is good at a prank, and I watched all of his movies.
It's good to see he's still out there.
It's good to see that Goot's making the rounds in the real world now.
Okay, so why don't we choose that?
I say we leave it up to listeners on this one.
We'll partition this one. Mahoney
is the douche.
And I am sticking to my guns saying that this bitch needs to learn to take a joke.
Yeah, lighten up and don't take sleeping pills, whore.
Two sleeping pills? Have you taken one sleeping pill?
Yeah, I live for it, but I wouldn't take two. I'm a little scared of pills. I'm a cautious pill taker.
Well, maybe you've heard of this person called Marilyn Monroe that was drinking,
what?
Taking sleeping
what?
Pills?
What is that?
You can die from this shit.
Yeah. Have you heard of Michael Jackson? He didn't really, he wasn't sleeping pills, but
I wish Mahoney was there. He probably would have lived.
He probably would have fucking glued Michael's eyes shut and
the guy
Michael
doing all the
got a laugh.
The guy doing all the voices would have made voices when he's trying to take the varnish off of his eyes.
And then she would have laughed. Tackleberry would have shot somebody. fun.
So, all right, let's do that then. We'll partition that one off into Mahoney and the bitch that can't take a joke.
Seriously, this story would not have been as great if his name wasn't Mahoney. That
I
rules.
Kind of agree. And he's a Brit.
I mean, Mahoney was one for a prank any day of the week.
He's a teaser. He's a funny dude.
Okay, so to sum up for the douchebag for episode 57, we've got mom takes baby to bank robbery. We've got, did it say what that lady's name was? I'll just call her Varnish Lady. Lady gets eyes varnished shut and is a tattletale.
The woman that can't take a joke.
Okay, lady can't take a joke and wackadoo Mahoney.
That guy's crazy. So that's going to be, and then yours.
Yeah, that's the mom that takes the baby to the bank robbery. Okay. So there's three. Mom takes baby to bank robbery, lady can't take a joke, and so the lady would be the douchebag in the second one. Mahoney would be the douchebag in the third.
I agree.
And maybe we'll just throw in a fourth that would be Tackleberry. I'm just kidding. I just like to say Tackleberry.
All right. I think, we're kind of pressed for time. I got to get to that fucking wedding. I got to go to a birthday, and then I got to go to a wedding.
Yeah, shout out to Tyler Thrasher.
Happy birthday,
Happy birthday, man.
And also...
Happy birthday, baby.
So anyway, done and done. Go to our website, and you can vote for which one of these assholes that you think is the douchebag of the week. And we'll tally it all up, and next show we will reveal on who was the douchebag of the week.
Somebody's blown up.
So, I got a fun story.
Okay.
We have t-shirts.
We do.
You're wearing one
right
now.
I'm wearing one right now.
They turned out really, really good.
They turned out awesome. I'm super happy with mine right now. I just tried it on to make sure I got the right size, and I just left it on because I feel free.
You feel good. You look good in it, too.
Thanks. Thank you, Johnny.
Yeah, thank you, Johnny.
Seriously,
for doing
they turned out
up.
Amazing. They're really good. Black shirts for all you goth listeners.
And the shirt is the Hideous Creature Show with the skeleton, the X-ray.
High heels.
With the high heels. And they are for sale on our website. I've got it hooked up now so that you can go buy them on the website. They're $17, and that includes shipping and handling, unless you're from a different country. And we'll figure, I don't know, fuck it. If you're from a different country, pay the $17 and we'll get it to you.
We'll figure it out.
I don't care. We'll figure out the shipping and handling.
So we have a limited run right now, so we'll sell them out and then we'll see what happens. If these are a hit,
yep.
Then, you know, we'll look into seeing what we can do. But right now it's that design with the, maybe we can put, I took a picture of myself with mine on, so maybe... We could post that on our website.
I have a hot model that's going to come in.
Oh, apparently I'm not hot enough.
You're hot.
God.
But you're...
Thanks a lot, Mahoney.
You're almost 40.
Gross. Yuck.
So we got a hot young girl that's going to...
Is she like 14? I hope.
She's... I don't know how old she is. I think she's in her 20s, but she's really pretty.
Well,
and
it's hotter than me.
We're going to do a photo shoot that's going to probably sell it.
It's going to sell it out.
Sell the fuck out. But by the way, you can go on our website and find them. I put a little thing on there that's a Hideous Creature Show store. And get them quick because we've already sold a bunch of them. They've started to go pretty quick. We only have 2 larges, 3 smalls, and 7 mediums left on this run. And when this run is gone, we'll do another run
if
people want to buy them.
Yeah, if people, if they do sell out and people can provide us with their sizes and things, then we can plan for a next run if people don't get them.
And the $17 includes shipping and handling. So, and it's all through PayPal. So it's all just secure. You don't have to worry about anybody stealing your shit. And again, if it's from a different country, fuck it. $17 the same. Get them. If you like the show, show them. And we'll have some other stuff on the Facebook. Rob from Seattle bought one. We got a little bag.
Thank you, Rob.
Here.
It's already sitting right next to me. And a little package ready to send out.
I'm
going to
send it out on Monday. I went and got some manila envelopes. And I put some stickers on that. Hideous Creatures. I was thinking, should we stick some other shit in? I don't know what anybody'd want.
My panties? Just kidding.
My panties?
Your panties, probably. some nail varnish from Mahoney and a gravel-filled tire. Well, the shipping goes up if we have to ship a gravel-filled tire.
Maybe we should save our articles and we can put the articles in there. I don't know. It just seems like that'd be kind of shit to send out.
A lock of my pubes.
We'll come up with something kind of interesting to put in there eventually, but... thank you guys for all the support, and if you want to get a shirt, you should rock it out.
I think stickers
out.
A good idea.
Yeah, but our stickers that I made suck, so I just put them on the envelopes.
They don't suck. They're fine.
Yeah, but they're shit.
Well, they're fine to stick on a window or fucking vandalize somewhere.
I'm going to stick them on the outside of the envelope, and if you guys want, you can cut them out. But what's the other thing I was going to say? Oh, machete.
Machete.
I sent an invite event thing on the Facebook, and if you want to come, it's all the time and date is going to be on there.
Yeah, I looked today. I went to just RottenTomatoes.com, made sure it is supposedly opening September 3rd everywhere, so I'm assuming that means Portland.
No, I found the theater, and it's only about 3/4 of a mile away from... Plan B.
So hopefully, since it's opening, maybe it'll be playing like every hour. So we can go to Plan B, and then we can kind of pick and choose what time people want to go.
I said 6 o'clock.
We could go to an 8 o'clock show,
I figure
9 o'clock show.
Hang out there for an hour and a half, two hours, drink some beers, listen to the jukebox, play pinball.
I think that's
all that
great.
Shit. And then, so any listeners that would like to go, fucking show up. And if you have a Hideous Creature Show shirt, we'll buy you a beer.
Absolutely.
You can call us, and we appreciate everybody that calls. Call 503-928-7751 and leave us a message on who you think might be your douchebag, just whatever you can find. You can also, if you find a douchebag of the week that you think we'd like, send it to hideouscreatureshow@gmail.com. And also, the best way kind of right now is Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook is good because it's interactive.
Right.
I like it because then if somebody, I mean, we have a lot of listeners that post funny shit on there, and then all of our other fans can also see it.
Right, and we have a bunch of friends, too, that hit that shit and like leave all kinds of funny
stuff. I crack up at all the thank you, everybody, for posting all the awesome videos that you do. That makes me crack up.
For sure. You can go to iTunes Store or iTunes, if you're a part of the iTunes thing, and give us a 5-star rating and leave us a review would be fantastic. If you're a Zooner, did I just say that?
You did.
Fuck.
You really did. Now you're in.
Ugh. I need a new project.
Now you're in.
Anyway, so if you're in Zune, you can find us there. So it's iTunes Store, Podcast Alley, Zune. You can download the shows or listen to them on our website, which is hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. And we have I posted a bunch of x-rays, too.
Yeah, I want to go see those. There. I haven't checked those out yet.
So some of them are on there. The pistol's on there.
That's what I want to see.
There's the bottle is in there. There's a bottle. There's the huge 9-inch dildo.
Nice.
Is in there. And the more I find, the more I'll kind of post it. And if you guys find some and you want to...
or have
us.
Some of your own.
You want to add to the party. So, I guess that's going to be it for the show.
I hope you have a good wedding today.
I'm going to have a great wedding.
And again, happy birthday, Tyler. I love you.
Indeed. Happy birthday, T. We are going to leave the show with somebody I've been really into right now is Raymond Scott. Which he did a bunch of the WB cartoon music.
You will
absolutely
recognize it. If you don't know who he is, which I didn't, the minute that June started playing it, I was like, hello, I know what this is.
So we're coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show. We're going to do another show in about a week. Until then, have a wonderful, wonderful week. Oh, before we sign off, the movie madness for episode 57 was Brazil!
The Hideous Creature Show.
Something snapped in my ass.